Before I start the show, I want to give a small trigger alert. At the top, I'm going to be talking about a subject a bit sensitive in nature and not appropriate for children. As well, this disclaimer that I always give in these body shows, I am not a therapist and in no way I want to try to be one. I'm simply a woman sharing from my own experience with my body and a Bible teacher sharing truth from the Word of God. That is how I approach today's show about body traumas. What we do to get through them, and what we do next to operate in our bodies the rest of our life in a different way. I have really not told this story much. In fact, I only shared it for the first time about a month ago on a podcast, and I didn't even mean to share it. I felt comfortable on a friend's show, and it sort of just came out before I thought too much about it. But it's crazy to think about because it's something I never shared in 30 years prior to that. And if you didn't hear the top of the show, there is a small trigger warning. I'm going to be talking about a subject sensitive in nature and not appropriate for children. I was in college at a Christian college. Not that that fact is super important, but I don't know, maybe kind of. I was eating at a restaurant one night and my girlfriend and I came out of the restaurant and she drove off. And I got in my car and began to drive off. But I remember I drove my car to the back of the building and it was elevated a bit. And it was just starting to get dark, but it wasn't completely dark. So my lights were on, but still in that in-between stage where the sky was still fairly light, but my lights were also kind of serving as a spotlight. And I remember in the distance, as I was kind of coming up to the top of the hill in that parking lot towards the back, driving around, I remember I saw a man standing by his car, but his back was turned to me. And when my car got to where the lights were really right there, shining on him and his car, the man turned around and he dropped his pants and he made multiple lewd gestures in a matter of just a few seconds while I was literally just in utter shock as my lights were illuminated on him and my car was pointed right towards him. Now you can use your imagination. It was horrific, just all of the things that he was doing in the matter of seconds that I witnessed it. And I remember there I was, all 21 years old of me, and this man had just done this to me in front of me. They called it flashing, I believe, back then. Maybe they still do. I don't know. And I just couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Wasn't expecting it. Had no idea what was happening. And I remember thinking, what do I do? You know, what do I do? Do I go to the police and tell them about this man? But realistically, he's going to be long gone and I can't describe him. Because, not to be graphic, but he pulled his shirt over his head to disguise his face. And I really didn't have my wits about me to describe his car because I was a bit traumatized. And so I'm thinking, I have no real recourse here at all. So I remember, here I am, this 21-year-old, that this has just happened to me. I'm in shock. And so I just drive back to my campus. I go straight to night class. And I sit there, listening to some lecture on the history of whatever, like nothing just happened to me. Like I'm supposed to go to class, like normal, and talk about the history of modern mechanics and its impact on the housing industry or whatever we were talking about in whatever class I was in inside. But my heart and my soul and my eyes, all like parts of my body, all of that were just violated. No, I was not physically assaulted like millions of women have been. And certainly that would definitely be worse. This is not a violation contest, and I'm not trying to play that game. But what I know is that I didn't ask or want this person to do this to my eyes, to my spirit, what he had just done, and it hurt me deeply. As we are talking about all season long, we are holistic beings, and our spiritual and physical lives are completely intertwined. I love how my friends at Fit for His Glory are honoring this idea, inviting Jesus into the fitness journey through every workout, meal plan, or challenge in their program. In everything they do, their team points you back to Scripture and what Jesus says about your body. If you're looking for something to help you center Jesus in your body, Fit for His Glory is a great place for you. This online Christian fitness membership helps you combine faith and fitness by leading you in a simple four-step system called the Fit for His Glory Way. You'll start with their 21-day devotional to lay the foundation. From there, you get faith-based workouts with scripture and prayer, family and macro-friendly meal plans, monthly training sessions with live Q&A, fitness devotions to keep growing, and an incredible worldwide community of Christian women to keep you accountable. You get all of that for a monthly rate of only $19. Or to save even more, you can commit at a discounted rate for either 3 months or 12 months. And if you want to get more personal support, they also offer a 5-week intensive with mindset coaching sessions to transform how you view fitness, completely personalized plans, and one-on-one coaching. This is for anyone who wants personal support and big sister in Christ encouragement, but also who is ready to make changes that lead to big results spiritually and physically. So start your journey at fitforhisglory.com or give them a follow on Instagram at fitforhisglory. For being our partner this season, Fit for His Glory is giving Jesus Over Everything listeners 20% off with the code Joe at checkout. That's 20% off any of the membership offerings or a 5-week intensive. And as always, you can find links in the show notes. Thanks, Fit for His Glory. And as many of us know, men and women, we have been wounded by people who have violated us in some way to our bodies or impacting our souls. And it has changed the way we have operated. It has changed who we are in some way, even if by the way we think or we see things moving forward, or the fears that we have, or the skepticism that we carry. And for the sake of this show, I'm calling these traumas. Now, I don't know what the clinical definition is. Again, I'm not trying to be a therapist here. Certainly, this experience in college and others that I have experienced that I'm not even talking about today on this show, it was traumatic for me. It was. I've never forgotten it. I've never forgotten the way it made me feel. I've never forgotten the way it impacted my body and soul thought process. I had to sit and go to class that day instead of talking and processing it with a counselor like I should have. And I have to tell you that at that time, counseling was something that you could do, but a lot of us didn't do it. It just wasn't accepted like it is now. It was expensive. It was hard to come by. It was sort of like only the extreme cases went. Like, it was just not something that you really spent money on. And you were kind of excessive if you went to counseling at that time. And so I just dealt with it. Or honestly, maybe at the time I didn't really. I didn't. I don't remember talking to anybody about it. Maybe even I mentioned it to a roommate and maybe we just kind of laughed about it. Who knows? It wasn't until years later, after my mind and heart formed some detrimental thoughts about the worth of my body and soul, was that even a memory that came back to me, honestly? Because trauma is defined like this. I would just even looked up a simple definition of it and I found this: a deeply distressing or overwhelming experience that can have lasting negative effects on a person's physical, emotional, and mental well-being. A lot of us could give stories to things that could certainly apply to that definition. And for women, we have things that have happened to us that we have gone through. And then honestly, we have just gone home and made dinner right after, or we've gone straight into a meeting. Sometimes we haven't even identified what we just experienced as something traumatic because we're used to it, or it's been common for us in our life. And what happened to me at times with some things that I experienced, and what has happened with you perhaps, is when we have gone through some type of body trauma, we've learned to compartmentalize our bodies. We've treated them as if they were an object to perfect for others, or a prop in a performance, or a project to be fixed. Because when bodies are parsed out away from our souls, often as a way to get through hard moments, we just force our bodies to soldier on. And I think for so many of us, that's what happened, especially women, I think Gen X women, because a lot of us didn't deal with it in counseling, and women even older than Gen X. We just kind of operated as business as usual. It's not unlike work. We need to succeed to meet our deadlines and keep up with our schedules. We've got to soldier on at work. We've got to soldier on regardless of what just happened traumatically to our body. We just were sort of in that generation, especially of like, you just did not discuss it. Sexually harassed at work? Nah, just carry on. It was just a comment. No big deal. Something like that happened, like what happened to me in college? Nah, that's just silly. Whatever. It didn't hurt you. You're fine. And yet those were traumatic things that did hurt us. They assaulted our eyes. They compromised our hearts. They made us question our worth and our value and what we did to bring that on. And all of those things were very, very confusing. It's these mentalities that we've brought into our lives that I think have kept us in many ways unwell. And trauma in many ways, or at least for us in part, has informed some of this for us. I've always deeply cared about emotional health, and this continues to be a priority for me. For that reason, I not only seek out counseling as needed in my life, but I encourage others to do so as well. This is especially true when it comes to sorting through all the things that we're talking about in this season of the podcast about the body. In fact, I recently joined a favorite of mine, Anchored Virtual, for their podcast, This Versus That. In the episode, I talked all about the difference between whole body theology and body positivity culture, and I had an amazing conversation with their president and CEO, Becca. This episode will drop soon, and you won't want to miss it. To familiarize you, in case you're not, Anchored Virtual is committed to biblically grounded, clinically informed counseling. They make excellent counseling accessible through virtual counseling with theologically educated and highly trained counselors. I wanted you to know about them because I recognize that conversations like the ones we're having here on this podcast can stir up a lot of memories of how you've navigated life in your body. So if you need to speak to a counselor about body image, eating issues or disorders, or things like worry, anxiety, relationships, grief, I'd love for you to check out Anchored Virtual. In fact, I have a discount code for our listeners until the end of 2025. It's JOE10, J-O-E-10, for 10% off any session. Visit anchoredvirtual.com to explore counselor profiles and book a 90-minute intake session. And be sure to check out the Anchored Virtual podcast, This Versus That, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, Anchored Virtual. I have said, and I stand by this, that I love therapy, and I think it is a wonderful tool. I think you could talk to a therapist or life coach who isn't a person of faith to perhaps get some good tips on productivity and things. But I'm going to say something that I really stand by, and it may be an unpopular opinion, but I really believe it's true. It is my opinion that when you're dealing with matters of body and soul, there is absolutely no way you can get the therapy you need from anyone other than a person who is of a biblical faith to deal with your body trauma. And I'm going to tell you why. Because our bodies and souls require a biblical understanding, since they were created by God. Not by accident or created in a lab or by some experiment. Neuroscience and psychology did not create our bodies and souls. God did. And the basis of understanding our creation is found in the Word of God, which tells us in 2 Peter 1:3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. That means He gives us power to deal with any and everything in life, which includes our bodies, through the knowledge of Him. The key to this is in Understanding Whole Body Theology, by the way, which is understanding Christ and his connection to becoming embodied and creating our bodies with the purpose to glorify him. That is the litmus test for everything we do in and with our bodies, which, by the way, is a purpose that we often miss. And so I firmly believe that in order to understand that full picture, as we deal with body traumas, if we're going to go seek counseling about it, which I think is hugely important and I encourage, that we have to have somebody who understands biblically who we were created to be, body and soul, and someone that knows really what a whole body theology is all about. Look, we spend our life asking questions like, do I look fitter or thinner, or do I feel good, or even am I healthy? But the question really is, am I bringing glory and excellence to my Creator? And living in our trauma cannot make room for that. And a therapist who does not understand biblical whole body theology cannot teach that, because they themselves do not know. They may have some good life tips. They may have some really good neuroscience, but remember, neuroscience is informed by the Bible. And so with our trauma, we learn the truth, and that truth sets us free. Not the truth from talking heads and culture, not from inspirational memes, but from the Word of God about Christ incarnate, embodied, who gave his body for our body. And in him, we have life in ours to do good work and glorify him. We are not stuck in our trauma. We are not informed in a way that only forms our thinking and our moving by our trauma. God is the great redeemer of all of those things, that our life may be lived to glorify him. And so I just strongly encourage you to seek out really good Christian counseling about this, someone who understands who we're created to be, body and soul. And then if you need some help with this, my Bible study, Body and Soul, is also a great resource. 6 sessions, a video teaching from me, and my questions for you to really consider and work through, laying it all out for you to see a picture that you may have never seen before. I do not approach this as a therapist. I do not try to be that. What I approach this as is a Bible teacher who can help you understand from the ground up who you were created to be. And that informed theology from the Word of God is such a beautiful place to help set us free from our good God who created us, body and soul. You can grab your copy and work through it yourself or with a group. Either way, I hope you'll consider doing it. It's a study that really changed everything about my life. That link to order is in the show notes or wherever books are sold. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling the pressure to constantly fix or change your body? Do you sometimes wonder what God really has to say about the way you look and feel? If you can relate, let me encourage you to check out my brand new 6-session Bible study, Body and Soul, a biblical look at the whole person God created you to be. In this study, we'll dive deep into what Scripture really teaches about our bodies, challenging the culture's narrative that tells us to fix, change, or perfect ourselves. What if instead of viewing our bodies as projects to be perfected, we learn to honor and embrace them as the incredible design of God? With Body and Soul, we'll discover how every scar, wrinkle, and limitation tells a story of God's work in us. It's time to develop a whole body theology that celebrates our true identity as image bearers of Christ. To learn more about Body and Soul and get access to free chapters, the Leader's Guide, and more, visit lisawhittle.com/body.